1 year ago this week, the people of Hawaii got this terrifying false alarm.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii. A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill.
Again, that was last year, and it was a false alarm, a mistake. But as you may recall, the warning was repeated for a full 38 minutes before authorities were able to fix it. That alert a year ago came at the height of the nuclear standoff with North Korea, so a lot of Hawaiians took it very seriously. Many followed the advice on the alert to stay indoors or stop driving and seek shelter. Others tried to reach loved ones. I'm not sure what I would do. Then again, I'm not even sure how I'd even know if a real attack was imminent. So we decided to ask Hans Christensen. He's a nuclear expert with the Federation of American Scientists.
The National Emergency System would go out through phones and televisions and radios and what have you. But that would be at the point after the U.S. had detected an incoming missile and had determined that this, in fact, was heading to, you know, whatever target it was aimed at. And so for the moment of actually detecting this particular launch, for it to trickle down through the system to a decision being made to broadcast the warning, you're probably down to, if you're lucky, 15 minutes before impact, if we're talking about intercontinental range.
But some states, like Hawaii, they apparently have their own systems. Is that right?
They're in a different situation because they're further out there, they're closer to, and so they deem it necessary to have a little more, advance notice. But the point is more that even after you get that notice, the missile is already well underway, and for people to react in a way that really makes a difference, I think is very limited. Some people certainly did what they had to do, but overall, I think the problem is that you have very little time to react. I think the more important part of an alert system is more to enable people to take cover and prepare themselves for the period after the attack. I mean, if you're in bullseye, you have very little chance to survive. The most important part is more that how you behave in the immediate period after an attack to try not to go outside, stay inside, and don't get exposed to radioactive fallout if it is a nuclear attack.
I need to reiterate again to all of our listeners, there is no current threat of an attack on the United States. We're just looking at what happened a year ago with this false alarm in Hawaii. So seeking shelter in a basement. Remind listeners, if you would, Hans Christensen, of radioactive half-life and why that matters.
Well, the most immediate danger after the blast has occurred is the fallout of radioactive material that rains over the downwind area. And so most of that, or a lot of that, is very short-lived radioactive material that is mostly intense over a few days after the attack. And so if you can weather out that by staying in a basement, turn off the ventilation system, et cetera, then you would really significantly have reduced your exposure. There will still be other materials that you'll have to guard against once you get out, but that's sort of the most immediate and drastic step you can take to radically improve your own chances of survival in the long term.
And how long are you supposed to stay in the shelter?
Several days, depending on you know exactly what it is, where you are.
How prepared are authorities generally around the United States for a nuclear strike?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they're trying to be prepared. Let's just say that. There's an alarm that can go out. After that, you're on your own. You can hope to get a little help. There will be some emergency crews that will try to go out and do things, but it's not at all at a level where you can sort of hope to cope with so many injuries that would come after a real nuclear attack. And again, you have to think about what is the realistic likelihood that this is about to happen. And like you said, there's no current threat. This is all about worst case crazy scenarios or accidents or what have you.
Well, I thank you, Hans Christensen, for reiterating that there is no current attack threatened. I'm not going to be responsible for Orson Welles' War of the Worlds thing here. It's not happening, Martians or ICBMs. How do you see the next couple of years, though? Do you see any dangers on the horizon?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are in a downward spiral, if you will, with international relations right now, where the nuclear weapon states are rattling their swords and things are getting more tense. We are, in some respects, back at a level of threat that we haven't seen since, the last phases of the Cold War. That is really scary. I mean, this is the wrong direction.
Hans Christensen of the Federation of American Scientists, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.